I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Today in Vienna, members of the OPEC oil cartel agreed to cut production by 1 million barrels a day starting tomorrow. That decision comes amidst public worry here in the U.S. over high gasoline prices. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, give us the details. Was today's decision to cut production a surprise at all? And how big a production cut really is, 1 million barrels a day?
Well, it wasn't a huge surprise, Alex. Most analysts were expecting something along these lines. There was a little uncertainty after some of OPEC's ministers had suggested postponing the cut. But Saudi Arabia succeeded in getting it through. It is a 4% cut in how much oil is produced by OPEC member countries, amounting to, as you said earlier, about 1 million barrels a day.
So what do you think the effect of this is going to be on us and maybe more importantly on our gas tanks?
Yeah, that is the important question, isn't it? The experts seem to think this isn't really a huge deal. I talked earlier with Tom Kloza. He's the chief oil analyst with Oil Price Information Service, and he says it's not the make or break factor in when we might see gas prices ease off a little.
I don't think it means terribly much in terms of the crude oil landscape. They'll continue to leak or sneak, if you will, extra crude oil out. And the arithmetic actually favors more comfortable supplies in the second and third calendar quarters pretty much every year. So it's not as apocalyptic as it might seem that OPEC is about to sort of deliver us the death knell in terms of drivers and higher prices. Not the crude oil side of it anyway.
And, you know, he mentioned this leak and sneak. A lot of OPEC members will ignore the rules, and they'll send out more than the official production quota, especially when prices are this high, to basically, you know, make hay while the sun shines, to take advantage of those prices.
So if the OPEC quotas aren't the deciding factor in our gas prices, Tess, what is?
Well, OPEC quotas certainly have an impact, but Kloza was telling me that the bigger factor right now is actually capacity at refineries here in the U.S. We're headed into the peak driving season this summer when we use about 9.5 million barrels of gasoline a day. That's close to 400 million gallons in our gas tanks. And refineries don't produce anywhere near that. And any hiccups in the refinery system, for example, there was an explosion and fire at a Texas refinery last night, that can have a much greater impact on what we're paying at the pump both now and down the road. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at federal insurance regulation.
Tess, thank you. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Tess joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.